The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the far away nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Puff the Shy Kenny?
Is this Shy Life Podcast with me, Shy.
He's not that shy.
Oh, hello. Hi, listeners. Sorry. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just trying to sort myself out. We're down the library store. We're down in the library store podcasting studios. So, when I say we, I mean just me. Well, you and me. But, right. Hello, how are you? Right. I should probably put on my podcasting voice. Sorry. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, it's me, Shy Yeti, for yet another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. What are we up to this time? Well, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm afraid I haven't planned this out, not one little bit. So let's run the theme music and we'll see what happens after that. Okay? Right.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Shy Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's gonna happen today?
Well, you know I always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
Why do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go, here we are. Right. Well, there you have it. Oh, so what episode is this episode, Bot?
86.
Okay. That's fine. Cool. Great. Thank you. Fine. Hello, listeners. I've done everything that we need to do as far as introductions. I can go back to my normal voice. I don't have to do my podcast announcing voice. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, what have I been up to? And what are we going to be talking about this time? I just want to have a chat, basically. A bit of chat, no plans. I'm sure everything will come together. Usually does. I don't always start with a plan. Sometimes that happens along the way. It's not like I very rarely ever record an episode in one sitting. But anyway...
What do I have to tell you? Gosh, I should have been better prepared. I'm so sorry. So we're in the middle of June. I'm just back from my holidays. Just back from Jersey. And Ick, of course, is living with me now. I'm hoping we'll speak to him later this episode. But what else has been going on? Of course, Ick had all the problems with his peepers that Toppy sent, and I mean that seems to have resolved itself because they sort of made their own home you know, although they escaped, however that happened, they've made their own home down by the lake, which is near our house. So, I mean, most days Ick's down by the lake, just hanging out with the peepers. He really does seem concerned, you know, how they're doing, and I think they're pretty independent, really. They can they can fend for themselves, but still, it's nice. And goodness knows what will happen when it's not the summer and when the weather's colder. I don't know how Ick would deal with colder temperatures, but anyway. Oh, what's that? That's not. I think that's a fire alarm. Sorry, having to speak up over it. It'll probably stop in a minute. It will. It'll probably stop in a minute. One hopes. Huh. Yes. There we go. Not sure what that is. That sounds like, it's not a fire alarm. That sounds like the alarm they sometimes play when everything is shut down. You know, shut the building, lockdown. Wonder what's going on. Probably that somebody has pressed the wrong button. Maybe they're doing a test. It's quite possible they're doing a test. Oh dear, that might mean that we're stuck in here. They're doing a test, that means that just for security purposes, all the rooms are kind of isolated, just to be sure. I'm supposed to be coming off my lunch break relatively soon. Might have to sit put. We may have to stay put, in which case I may as well keep recording. I'll go and check the doors in a minute, but I think we might be stuck down here until the end of the exercise. In which case, I might as well. In which case, I might as well read a poem. Let's see, what can I find? Well, I hadn't really planned anything. I hadn't really planned for us to get stuck in here. But anyway, I wonder if I can get access to. I've got my laptop down here. I wonder if I. Well, I should still be able to get onto the internet. Well, I'm going to read poems from Go Forth and Divide this time, which is my collection from 2003. And this one is called What Would the World Do Without Me? What would the world do without you? Are you the expert you wanted to be? The trouble is you, is your ego. It is time we were talking about me. What would the world do without me? How on earth did the world cope before? Well, how did it manage to get through the day without me to walk in through the door? What on earth did the world do without me? The grass must have grown weaker green. How did anyone cope before I came along and emerged fully formed on the scene? The world would just stop without me here.
He is good, this one. Please, can he stay?
Please write off so they know that you need me, or I might just get taken away. How did anyone do anything before me? It's a wonder you ever survived. It's a wonder that things ever got done here. They really must have been pleased I arrived. I'm surprised, though, that nobody commented. Surprised simply that no one has said.
Had you not come along now to save us, then we really were better off dead.
The world wouldn't last without me here. Can you imagine how bad that would be? To keep things just right ticking over. No, it's unlikely you'd cope without me. The world must have seemed dull without me here. It amazes me no one complained. The earth drenched by mankind, just crying twice as hard as whenever it rained. If I'd known then, perhaps been here sooner, I could have jumped on an earlier bus. Now I'm here, it'll be just terrific, making life good for me, great for us. The world knows it can't do without me. Let me tell you, hey, just wait and see, because I'm going to be here now forever, so you might as well come worship me. How would the world cope without me? Hell, won't everything just stumble and fall? Won't life crash and burn without me here? The whole world will just crumble is all. I'll try and apply for extension, for a pass which will let me stay on. Unless I'm reborn, you'll soon be in trouble, and you just wouldn't cope with me gone. What would the world do without me? How did the poor world cope before? Now I'm here, I'm going nowhere. The kind of boss you just cannot ignore. I'm not sure I want to think about this, being down in the library store, but I'll read it anyway. I've never seen a mouse down here. Actually, I have seen mice in the college, but, not down in the library store. Yes. I think at the moment the mice problem has been fully addressed, but this is called We Have Mice. We have mice, she says, or pigeons, or rats, or voles, or woodworm, or something. She shudders as she says that last word. Oh, God, but I really hope that it's none of them, especially not the rats. It'll only be mice, I assure her. She nods her agreement. She can just about cope with that. Question is, I say, you need to define the problem. Really define it from a practical and fair point of view. Analyse the situation, I add as an afterthought. Analyse it how, she says. Well, I sigh, do you have mice, or... Or what? She interrupts and then continues. Yes, we do have mice. Ah, but do you or do they have you? I don't understand, she sulks. Don't speak such nonsense. Well, you've not been here that long, I point out fairly. So do you have mice or do they have you? Were they here first, is what I mean. Probably not. Oh, really? Is that really how it works, is it? She moans, unconvinced. Actually, I've thought about it, she decides, and I don't care. You don't care? Well, I see that, I concede, and yet I worry. The place is mine now. That's all that matters. They're trespassing. Fair enough, I agree. I'll give her that one. Mice, it's time to pack your bags, your history. Or maybe, I muse, if the mice decide to get really mean, then maybe it'll be her who will soon be a thing of the past. The next one I'm going to read is called That Joke Just Wasn't Funny. She was known as a terrible prankster, one without reason or taste, dropping banana skins across Waterloo, tripping up poor commuters in haste. Teased a baby who didn't know better, liberated zoos to free sad polar bears. She put diesel in with unleaded, left roller skates at the top of the stairs. That joke just wasn't funny. The bears all lost their fur. The commuters broke their necks, and there was worse yet to occur. She played a prank on a nun who was knitting, sang out a tune in the Sunday school choir, daubed paint on the stripes of a zebra, found a wasp's nest and set it on fire. She mixed salt there in with the sugar, committed anarchy and broke every rule. Shopping sprees using credit she'd stolen was her view of a good April Fool. That joke just wasn't funny. The town just went to seed, but she never showed regret and no, just a sick and twisted greed. She was the lady who killed the last dodo, set a mate up and caused a divorce, had a brawl with a badger in Woking, cut the legs off a pantomime horse. She grassed up a way deadly villain, stole his pennies, then baffled the law, held a council with every president, until next day they all called for a war. That joke just wasn't funny. That girl, she went too far, sabotaging traffic lights. She was knocked down by a car. She had overstepped the mark, that one. As a result, she now was dead. No mourners at the funeral, for she had sold them out instead. But that had been one of her good days. She had the claws of a highly strung cat. Then in death, she came back as a phantom. But exorcism made sure that was that. Those jokes were never funny, and now the town is left in peace. All there share a safer giggle since that harpy's been deceased. Well, I think that's enough poetry for a bit. Let me just see. It's all gone very quiet. Trouble is, when you're in the store, you can... You are still recording. Good, yes. Just checking. Just checking, listeners. Yeah, as I was saying, you can be sitting here. You can hear people going past, but they can't hear you, so it's no good me knocking on the door and saying, hello, hello, I'm in here. Just have to wait. Let me just check. Sorry, listeners, I'm just going to have to move you. Apologies. Where should I put you? I'll put you up here. Sorry, I have a rather delicate system here in the podcasting studios. I have no table. I have to pull open a drawer in a filing cabinet and put you on top of some files. And I need to close that door, that drawer, whilst I go and check the door. Or I could take you with me. I'll take you with me. Come with me. It's not that far to walk, to be honest. No, that's well and truly locked tight. So, no, I don't think we're going very far at the moment. Let's just make ourselves comfortable, I suppose. I don't really want to be reading your poems non-stop for the rest of the episode. How can I describe this wonderful podcasting studio? It's one of those places that has changed slightly its usage. When I first came here, there were shelves that were full of books that needed to be weeded and sent on their way. And many of them now have gone. What's left? Well, if anything, we've actually got to the stage where the books we weed go straight to the disposable people, and I'm not sure what they do with them, but they kind of go straight to the disposals, almost bypassing what the books that are left in here. So now and again I have to bring... There aren't many left, to be honest, but now and again I bring up a few more books that I've found down in the store. A lot of the other stuff on the shelf, this is sort of... We do have some limited archives of photos, but it's all rather unofficial. It's not an actual archivist as far as the photos of the college are concerned, and no one's really interested except for when we have some sort of, you know, big celebration. Or at the moment, this year is our 90th anniversary, so they're a bit more interested. And, no. Most of the stuff down here. Now, we don't come down there very often. It's only recently that I've sort of taken it over a bit as my podcasting studios. It used to be really horrible down here. I used to hate coming down here. It was only ever me that came down here. I always kind of got sent down here for... because it was dusty and unpleasant, and I used to kind of give myself a rule that I wouldn't be down here for more than 15-20 minutes because it would get really hot and really horrible. And now this is where I come for my lunch breaks. I often feel with this building that I'm more attached to the building than I am to the people, because the people come and go, but I've known this building for nearly 17 years, so I kind of think of the building a bit of a character in its own right. I know it's silly, but sometimes you're walking up towards the lift and the lift doors open, and well, you know, that's just a coincidence. There are no sensors on the door that would make the doors open. But I like to think in my head, oh, it's the lift, it's sort of seen it's me, and it's kind of opened up. And if I'm going past but I'm not intending to use the lift, I usually nod to it and thank it, but say, I'm sorry, I'm not taking the lift this time. Yes, I am a bit ditzy.
a bit daft, but you know, people come and go. And often I find that, especially when you work with people, you sort of often, you know, I certainly stayed in this job for longer than I intended to, partly because my old boss stayed here for years, and she was very much, you know, you got the sort of feeling that it would upset her if you left, because she liked working with you. So I stayed. There were points when I wanted to go and wanted to move on, and I stayed. And then, of course, when she left, it was very short notice. It was very, you know, one meeting, and she decided she was going. And the boss that I had that followed her took a promotion, a change, very short notice, and was suddenly gone. So you sort of invest, and you invest your time, or you sort of feel attached to the people you work with, and maybe you don't make a move, and then one day they do. They do exactly what you had decided not to do, and it makes you think, well, why didn't I move on when I felt like it? But so I think over the years I've sort of thought, well, the building is staying here. people can't be relied on, but yes. I wonder. I might put my laptop on. Maybe if we can get internet, then we can do some more of those random questions. You like those, don't you? If I haven't used all their random questions up. I can hear a noise. It's not mice, don't worry. I can hear a noise. It's not people outside. It's very quiet, to be honest. Sounds like snoring. What is that? Somebody else in here? Oh my goodness. Don't tell me I've been sitting here for the last 20 minutes, half an hour, talking to you, and somebody else is in here. Nobody else should be in here. Hello? Hello, who's there? Hardly any space here for people to stand, let alone sit. Hello? Come on, listeners. Let's go and find out who it is. Somebody's probably one of the security guards. They come down here for a nap. Hello? Hello?
Oh, my goodness. John. John, what are you doing here? Hello, Paul. Oh, did I fall asleep? Yes, you did. What are you doing here? Sorry, this is meant to be a surprise. Oh dear. I came here and I know you always come down here in your lunch break, and I was going to be here and go, "Boo, hello, can I help you?" Well, it's nice to see you. It's good to see you, John. Oh dear. I didn't see you when I came in. You were sitting behind the boxes.
Oh no, I brought some lunch with me, and I it was quite a big meal, and I felt sleepy afterwards. You were a bit late coming down.
Well, I know, I was busy, and I got some bad news for you.
What exactly?
Well, we're locked in here.
We're what?
We're locked in. There's been some sort of shutdown. I don't know what's gone on. Sometimes they do these sort of test security things here, and everything shuts down. It's to protect you, but I can't. Well, we're stuck in here.
You got a key?
Yes, of course I've got a key, but it's beyond that.
Well, how long have you been in here?
Not long, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I didn't even hear you. I was chatting away. I didn't hear you. You only started snoring just now.
Oh, dear. Oh. Well, what are we going to do then?
I don't know. Well, actually, I said to the listeners that perhaps we could do another one of those random questions things. I've got my laptop down here and we've got internet.
Well, couldn't you send a message to someone to say that we're trapped down here?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't. I suppose I could do.
if we get stuck down here long enough, but it's not to say that anyone's going to see it. It's lunch break, remember? People aren't at their desks. They're having lunch.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. So what are we recording? Oh, you must have loads of episodes.
I literally do.
I don't know if I've got... have I got my pad here?
I have got... I had a notepad, which I started in January. It was a nice little... one of those... Moleskin, is it? I don't know how you pronounce it. Little books that I got bought. My friend Julie bought me this nice one for my birthday, and I started writing ideas for the podcast, and it's packed to the brim now. I actually, every time I went to the stationers, I love paper chase, you know that.
Yes, we know you love your paper chase cards and stationery.
I can hear people going past. They won't be able to hear us, though. Maybe they're going to open the doors soon.
Oh, it's weird how you can hear them, but they can't hear you.
Yeah. So, yeah, every time I went to the stationers, I couldn't get the right size. So I managed to... I even went on their site, and I couldn't quite work out what size mine was compared to what size they were selling. And then I found the right one on Amazon, and I bought two more of those. But then I went into Paper Chase to buy a Mother's Day card, and I found this notepad, which has got one of their designs on it, and it's got llamas on it, lots of different llamas, and it was so cute that I bought that book instead. So I'm sort of transitioning between the old book and the new book at the moment. There are some ideas that are in one which I'm rounding up, and there are things I'm copying over into the new book. But
so why do we want to know this?
Well, I was trying to see if I'd written down ideas or episodes that were ready for editing. That's what I had. Got some ideas for recording stuff with Toppy Smelly.
Oh, you doing some more stuff, more recording?
Yes, we've got a date planned. We sort of record every month or 2 months at the moment. It's nice to have a natter and catch up and do some silly things.
You're catching up on your lost childhood.
Yeah, making up for us not knowing each other when I did Sutton Park. Oh, dear. I thought I copied episodes that were ready to go in. Oh, here we go. No, that's not. I've written the current cast of the Shy Life podcast.
Oh, yes, who have you got in there?
Well, you know the cast. You're one of the cast.
Yes, I know, but...
Okay, I'll read you it. Current cast for April 2017 include Yeti Uncle John.
That's me.
Bettina Dupre.
Of course.
Damius Twinklehorn.
Oh, absolutely.
Charlie Gurr.
Yeah, when you can show up.
That'd be nasty. Tallulah Twinklehorn.
Well, yeah, occasionally.
Bella Crab.
Oh, well, not heard that much.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know if she's really a proper member of the cast. Cromarty.
Yes.
Well, I know. Bold Sasquatch.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen him for a while.
Albert the Dragon.
Yeah, what has happened to Albert the Dragon?
He's doing his training and stuff at the moment. We don't see much of him. He'll be back. The aliens.
Oh, yes, don't remind me.
Burton Gert.
Oh, I don't know who Burton Gert are.
I know. Burton Gert. It's written in different handwriting. Oh, well. Maybe it's a prank. I've got a little list of episodes ready to edit. But I must have, like, 10 episodes, if not more, ready to edit. Certainly got episodes that will take me a couple of months ahead.
Well, it's good. It's good, and you'll be nearly up to your 100th episode soon.
Yeah.
Do you know what you want to do for your 100th episode?
No, we're around the time of our first anniversary, but I didn't really want to celebrate that because of the 100th, but I don't know. I've got a few ideas, but it's going to go very quickly.
Well, yeah, you do about 6 episodes a month, 7 episodes?
Six or seven, yes, and we're I think by the summer.
Yeah, I'd say.
Come on, John, let's go and do this. Let's do this random thing, shall we?
All right, get your computer out. Let's do it. Oh, I don't know. I wish we could get out of here, though.
Yeah, I know you do. Well, that just shows, you know, don't try and surprise me. Not that I don't think it was you who triggered the security doodah, but let me have a look. Interesting. Don't know if this is the right site, whether this is the same one as we used before. Okay, there's some here. I'm not sure if this is quite the same site as the last time. Let's just go for it, shall we? Yeah. Okay.
John, would you rather have the power to be invisible or the power to fly? Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it's only a tough one if you've got naughty intentions.
Oh, what do you mean, being invisible? Yeah, I suppose so. What about you, then?
I think being invisible would just be... I'd become a sex addict, probably. So, maybe the power to fly.
Yeah, you could fly by the window when someone's getting changed.
I think I'd probably just use it for travel, to be honest. So there's no secret about what you would choose, then?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I think I would. Come on, let's go on to the next question. Oh, dear. Would you rather save your crush from dying or your best friend that's been with you forever?
Well, I'd save you, Paul.
Well, I'd save you as well. Crushes come and go, for goodness sake. No, you've got to save your best friend, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. No, that's an easy one.
There we go. Random question generator. That's better. What is the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning?
Oh, probably it's time to have breakfast. What about you?
Well, there's usually the possibility that Dealey is going to sit on me. Always going to shout at me for attention, so I usually think about Dealey quite the first thing, to be honest.
Yes, it's not difficult. I understand he's quite demanding.
He is a bit. Lovely, but demanding. New question. What's under your bed? My shoes, my Converse shoes. I think some of Toby's shaving stuff, maybe. Or maybe a suitcase of Toby's, I'm not sure. Probably Dealey.
Oh, yes. Under my bed, I've got lots of music magazines. I've got, like mementos, old postcards, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, there we go.
I think I have some other sorts of magazines as well.
John, we don't want to know that. Some other sorts of magazines. Really, this isn't the 20th century. Are you sunshine, daylight, twilight, or night? Am I?
What does it mean?
I guess it means... I don't know. Does it mean... What are you most like? Are you sunrise, daylight, twilight, or night? Like, do you prefer one of them? I don't really know what that means. Twilight is kind of interesting, I suppose. Kind of interesting point of the day.
Or like sunrise.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange question, John. Should we move on?
Yes, I suppose. Yes, we should.
Oh, come on.
You're lucky you've got internet down here.
Should marijuana be legalised? Yes, it should be legalised, but
not to be smoked, only to be put in cakes. The smell is really horrible. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, right. New question. What name is hotter, Alonso or Evander? That's a stupid question.
Or it's visage, isn't it? Isn't it?
Alonso, well, it doesn't even say Alonso, it says Alonso or Evander. Oh, couldn't really decide between the two of those. I quite like Alonso, but not Alonso. Oh, can we pass?
Yes, we can pass. It's allowed.
We're going to pass that one. Stupid question. Next question. How do you know your perceptions are real? Well, I don't. I don't really care, though. I'm just continuing along.
You do the Shall Life podcast. Your perceptions are pretty strange.
That's right. Yes. Yes, that's our answer. That's our answer, right, John?
Yes. We don't really care.
That's the spirit. Have you ever been mean to anyone without reason? To find reason, anyone can find a reason for doing things, but really if it's a fair reason. Generally I'd say no, possibly if I'm tired or, the older you get, the less you've got tolerance for idiots and, I don't know. You know, if you're in a restaurant and you don't tip someone because you don't think they've done a particularly good job, then you might be considered mean. So it's all about perception.
Yes, it's about perception. Your perception, how do you know it is right?
Exactly, John. These haven't been very good questions. Have you got anything extra to add?
No, I know what you mean. Have I been mean? I once stuck a chip up someone's nose, but I think they deserved it.
Well, that's not mean then, is it?
No.
Approximately, how many minutes does it take you to pick out an outfit to wear? An outfit? I don't think John and I wear outfits. We just... I have been commended for matching, like, a blue T-shirt with blue shoes, or, you know, I've been told that I can be quite nicely colour coordinated, and I usually, I wear cologne and possibly I wear too much cologne, but the ladies seem to like it at work. They always say I smell nice, but otherwise I have not got any fashion consciousness, or you see, I can't even say it.
Well, no, nor can I.
You can be smart, though. I've seen you in a suit. I used to wear suits at work. I can't be bothered anymore. I really don't want to. But I've seen you looking... I've seen you photos of you back in the 1980s. You look very in with fashion. You look like you actually followed fashion at some stage.
Well, yes, now and again. It was kind of important to me. At one stage. But
I think it's because I'm younger. I'm not saying that in a nasty way, but I was sort of in my early 20s, you know. The only time I really kind of fitted in with a trend was Britpop, and that was in the mid-ish 90s. And of course, the fashion for Britpop was just jeans and T-shirt. So there wasn't, like, you know, there was no style. Or sort of like when you see, like when I'm watching those old episodes of Top of the Pops, some of those people look fantastic, and they look, I mean, I know they're not necessarily typical people, you know, they're out to impress, they're not just, they might be, they just don't look, though, like ordinary teenagers, but perhaps they are. But anyway, everyone looks really 80s and stylish, and it's fantastic when you look at the fashions, and it's kind of really interesting, and, you know, I wasn't a part of any of that because I was at school and mainly you're wearing school uniforms, but
I wore a school uniform once, but it was for a party. I didn't wear any socks.
Yes. I don't know what to say to that. Right, next question. Oh, dear, we're going to have to see if we can get out of here in a minute. I'm getting hungry. I'm getting hungry. If you had 24 hours to live, what would you like to do? Is it just me who's got 24 hours to live, or everybody? That can make a big difference.
Yes, it could, couldn't it? You might only have 24 hours, but if the rest of the world has, you're not going to be able to get to hopping in bed with supermodels, are you?
No, well, if the supermodels aren't going to die, they're not going to want to jump into bed with me, are they? No, as you say, I would probably just like to podcast. Probably like to do a podcast or have a nice meal, work on some writing, I don't think I want to do anything particular. I would kind of like to finish a few projects before I go.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, sounds very much typical Yeti, yeah?
Yeah, what about you, John?
I think I would just really be a bit hedonistic. Yes. Well, depends if I was an old, like a really, really old me, or if it was like tomorrow.
That's a good point, John. You're probably not going to want to be hedonistic if you're like 112 or something.
Yeah, there's no enough water sinking. No, it just depends, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. What should I eat?
Your words.
You tell him, Paul. You tell him.
Stupid question. What TV show are you embarrassed about watching? Not embarrassed about watching anything, really. A lot of my favourite shows have either been embarrassing at one stage or are still considered embarrassing by others. I mean, Doctor Who used to be an embarrassing favourite of mine, but of course it's become very cool again. I love things like Prisoner Cell Block H and Australian soap operas and old sitcoms, and none of that is embarrassing. I mean, I don't really condemn anyone for watching, you know, a lot of the things I think are probably a bit embarrassing, but I wouldn't say you shouldn't watch them. I like sort of reality shows or Strictly Come Dancing or, you know, but, you know, if you like them, you know, watch them, enjoy them, you know. What about you, John? What do you watch?
Well, I feel the same. I don't, if I like it, it's not embarrassing, you know.
Well, you should stand up for your favourite show, shouldn't you?
Yes, I do, yes.
come on, a couple more questions and then we're going to have to try and find a way out of here. See if we can trip the door switch to open. That's the same question. Have I clicked the wrong thing? Oh, it's...
You clicked the wrong thing. You clicked submit an answer.
Yes. I wonder what other people have said. Should we look? No, maybe not this time.
No, not this time. I wouldn't say not this time.
If you could save yourself from the end of the world and choose 5 people to go with you, who would they be? Dear. I think it would have to be my Shy Life podcast team. Yeti Uncle John, Bettina Dupre, Damius Twinklehorn, does Dealey count as a person? Probably Callum or Toby. I don't know. That's a horrible question. Aren't you? Maybe my bestest podcasting friends? Yeah. Nick, oh, he would be good, because then I'd have somebody I could, we could talk, we could chat away. That's a horrible question, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I don't think I even want to think about it.
You're probably right. I probably shouldn't have even started to think of, I shouldn't have answered that at all, should I? Last question before I offend all of my other friends. Sorry, end of the world. What happens when you get scared half to... That's just like a joke. What happens when you get scared half to death twice?
Just choose another question, Paul.
No, I think I will. It makes my brain hurt. It's a stupid question.
Do school uniforms make school a more effective place to learn?
No. No, of course not. No, stupid question.
How do I overcome my shyness and be like a smart guy?
We don't want to overcome your shyness, you're shy yeti.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, dear. Anyway. Now, I think I've had enough of this.
No. Yes. I mean, I think so. We should stop.
We should stop. Dear, oh, dear. It doesn't get any better, does it, these questions?
No. I think they're meant to drive you crazy.
Which, as I am a little bit crazy already, doesn't, you know... how strange. Well, let's...
Right, put the computer to sleep.
Well, that was fun. Oh, well, that's what you say. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Let's see if we can get out of here, shall we?
Yes, let's try it.
Do you want to go and check the door? I can't be bothered to get up. Oh, you're so lazy. I'll go on and I'll have a look.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Listeners, Yeti Uncle John's just going to go and check the door.
Yes, I'm just going. Still not working. Still not open. What's that other door?
What's that?
What's the other door?
Oh, the other door, that's just goes to a store, another store.
There's no way out that way.
No, it's not a big store, it's just like, well, it's practically a cupboard.
Didn't I see you filming in here? In one of those Sutton Park episodes?
Well, yes. When I did the Sutton Park reboot in 2010, 2011... one of the early episodes was recorded down here. Got some jelly monsters in, and I think I actually hid in that cupboard. I don't think you can get in there now. I think there are too many boxes in there.
Well, are you sure we can't get out that way?
No. I don't know. Well, why do you ask?
Oh, I don't know. I just feel... Oh, no, I'm being stupid.
John, what's up?
It's like somebody was watching me.
Somebody was watching you? What, you think somebody's in that cupboard? Who on earth would be in that cupboard?
I don't know. It's somebody from your... somebody from your college...
I don't think so. Now you're freaking me out. Are you just imagining this, or did you actually really, really see somebody?
I thought I heard breathing, and it wasn't you, because you were down here, and... Well, I don't know if I saw eyes exactly, but...
John... Oh, you're creeping me out. I'm going to have to go and check. Who could it be? You didn't see anyone when you arrived earlier. I didn't notice anyone. Then again, I didn't notice you.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Who is that?
Oh, dear.
Who is that in there? Come out.
No. Oh, no, please. Please, no.
Who is that, Paul? Who is it?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's... Is it Bold Sasquatch?
Yes, it's me. Please, leave me alone, please. Let me just sleep.
What's he doing here? How is he being in hiding in your store cupboard?
I have no idea yet, Uncle John. But please, don't do anything. Please don't hurt us. We don't want to hurt you, but you can't stay in this store.
Oh, I know, I know. I've just been resting.
Okay, well, please, we won't say anything if you just go.
Do you think he's caused this whole business with the lockdown, Paul?
I don't know. I don't know. How have you even got in here?
There's a way from the cellars. From the cellars. Oh, dear, oh, dear. He looks all beastly.
He does. Yes, he does, but he looks half beastly, half person. I think we're okay. Look, Bold Sasquatch, we want to help you, but I don't know how we can.
No, I don't want help. I don't want help.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, if you just go.
What, shouldn't we call Cromarty? No, not that man. No, please, no.
Oh, no, all right. We won't call Cromarty. I don't think calling Cromarty is a good idea, Yeti Uncle John.
All right, just suggesting. I will leave. I will leave. I'm so tired. So tired.
I know. Look, it's horrible seeing you like this. What Cromarty did, it was wrong. It was terrible.
Oh, it's very yeah, it definitely was terrible. No, oh dear. Please, just look. Perhaps we can help you. No, I'm going. I'm leaving. Don't try and follow me. I'm going back down into the cellars. Please leave me.
Oh my goodness, he's a bit of a drama queen, isn't he? Shouldn't
we go after him?
I'm not sure we should. I think. Oh, good grief. Oh, when he stepped out of the shower, oh dear.
Are you all right, Paul? You look a bit flushed.
I'm a bit flushed. I didn't expect to see Bold Sasquatch in our store cupboard.
Oh dear. I can't believe it was Bold Sasquatch in the cupboard.
Well, yes. We failed to get him to come out of the closet.
That's not a very funny joke.
No, it's not, is it? It looks like that cupboard does have a passageway after all. I've worked here all those years. I've done work in that cupboard, and I never knew that the bookcase in there swung round.
It's like one of those murder mystery, you know, things with the old country house.
It is a bit, isn't it? I think we should. We should have helped him. We should have done something.
He didn't want our help. He didn't want to be found.
He's obviously still quite unstable. I'm not going to tell Cromarty that we've seen him.
Yeah, well, technically we didn't really see him because the door was between us.
You're right. No, you are right. We didn't see him.
He's gone down into the sewers now, so, yeah, you know, what can we do?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, it just feels really weird. It freaked me out. I think that explains why there was the lockdown. And why it's, and why everything's back to normal now.
What? Everything's back to normal? Why are we still sitting in here then?
I just wanted to sit down. I don't want to go back to work yet.
Well, but we can leave.
Yes, we can leave.
Oh, thank goodness. So why do you think that Bold Sasquatch coming in must have triggered something?
Yeah, I mean, if he came up through the sewers, I mean, there must have been a point where he came from the sewers and entered into this building and then came through into that cupboard where he was kind of hiding. Because he seems to have got different little bases. We've seen places outside nearby. I should have guessed, really. Didn't we track him down? Or wasn't there some clue that he was in the gardens across the road? It's only a short hop and a jump to him being here. Perhaps that's where he hangs out during the day and then he comes in here at night. I think him entering the building that way did the trick and caused the... Yeah, I suppose. I don't know.
But if you think he's come here before, why hasn't it happened before? I don't know. Maybe it's because he came during the day. Maybe at night it doesn't, you know, the it doesn't activate. I don't know, John. I don't know. Oh, dear. It's been a long day. I want to go to bed. Yes, I want to go to bed too. Well, it's been an interesting episode. We haven't achieved much or gone very far, but anyway. I hope it's been interesting, listeners. It had a little bit of an adventure. Oh dear, oh dear. We're always having adventures on the Shy Life podcast, aren't we? Oh yes. Oh yes.
Hello, darling. Dear, oh dear, I've just heard about your adventures. Sounds like you had a bit of a trying day getting yourself locked in the podcasting studios, the library podcasting studios. Goodness, I know how small that place has been. I've been there myself. Oh dear, oh dear. And what with Yeti Uncle John falling asleep down there, at least you weren't by yourself. Oh dear. Flagged out down in your store, darling. I don't know. What's he like? Well, I look forward to catching up with you soon. Glad everything sorted itself out in the end. Still, you got a quite fun episode out of it, didn't you? 1 million kisses, 1,000,001 kisses, darling.
Hello, it's me, Damius Twinklehorn. Hello, Paul. Just a quick message to say I'm glad you got out of the podcasting studio. It must have been a bit hair-raising getting stuck in there. It's all very well going in when you want to go in, but when you can't get out when you want to get out, that's a different matter altogether, isn't it? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Anyway, well, I will, I'll see you soon. Hello to the listeners, and take care, and, well, yes, well, that's it, I suppose. Oh, see you soon.
Hello, Paul. Hello, it's me, yes. Oh, dear, what an adventure, eh? At least we got out. Still, I think, it was a good thing that we got locked down there with you. At least you had someone to talk to, eh? A little bit alarming, to find that it wasn't just you and I down there, but explains a lot, doesn't it, eh? Explains a lot about, anyway. We probably don't want to talk too much about it, but I suppose I should get back to what I was doing, and we've got busy times ahead, so anyway, just wanted to make sure that everything was fine, so... Ah, yes. Speak to you soon. Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you doing, Ick?
Oh, I'm just trying to learn love songs.
Why are you trying to learn love songs for?
Well, you know, I am looking for love.
Really? All right, then. Other than that, how are you doing?
Oh, I am fine. I have been down at the lake with the peepers.
Oh, that's good.
What about you? I hear that you and Yeti Uncle John have been having an adventure.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Who is this bold Sasquatch? Is he one of your family? I don't really understand.
Oh, yes. Well, he's been on the loose, and
Well, it all goes back to Cromarty, to be honest. Cromarty did an experiment and it went wrong, and well, this was last year now.
My goodness, it does sound most complicated.
It is. We went out and we were searching for him, and Yeti Uncle John and I, we'd pretty much given up.
Well, I don't know. I give up. I really don't know, Paul. There was no sign of him there, was there?
No, I'm afraid not. Hello, listeners. I'm with Yeti Uncle John. We've been trying to find Bald Sasquatch, and you know that. And we went and had a look around Hyde Park. Now, I have been receiving messages from Cromarty. I think he's keen to find Bald Sasquatch as well. But I'm not sure I trust him or want to be anywhere near him.
Oh, I think that's a very good point, Paul. I think it's probably best if we don't. But you know, if we are searching for the same thing,
well, yes. Well, maybe he can keep searching around Hyde Park. Anyway, I've had another idea, which is why we've left Hyde Park and are doing our own thing at the moment.
Oh, yes. You wanted to go to your partner, your work.
Yes, that's right. Well, this is. I just thought, you know. Why would he want to? Why would Boss Sasquatch want to be wandering around Hyde Park, which is like, you know, there's not very many places to hide. It's probably quite cold. It's probably, you know, there's. I don't know. I don't know a lot about what has happened to him, as far as you know, what Cromarty did to him, and how often he transforms or anything like that. But I just suppose that there'll be times when he's normal. Now, I had a message. I don't think I've mentioned it. I had a message. I was talking to Nick on the phone the other day, and he mentioned that Bald Sasquatch actually turned up at his house, at Nick's house. I mean, this was a few weeks ago now, but remember when I went back and did the bingo? That was, you know, that was back in, you know, some time ago. And, I don't know whether he followed me.
Yeah, it's possible. Remember, when we went to the bingo, it wasn't just you, was it? It was me and Damius and Bettina. We all came along. So maybe he followed us or was watching one of us or... Yeah.
No. I think that's quite possible. It's worrying, though. He didn't do anything bad. And he wasn't... Nick said that he was quite human and he was asking after me and he wanted to stay the night, but in the middle of the night, he sort of left and just... ran out of the flats but said he kept sort of making howling noises, but he didn't actually transform. That's the last time anyone saw him, I think. Well, last time anyone connected with the podcast saw him.
Yes, well, actually, talking about Adamius and Bettina, weren't they supposed to be coming to help?
Oh, yeah, that was mentioned. I don't know. I don't know if that is a good a good idea, do you?
Well, I suppose it's a good point, but they did say they might come and join us.
I know. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know whether... We're going to find him here. Anyway, we're in the park. We're just going to have a little look around. I just thought, because this is more... You know, it's a more posh area, and maybe, you know, less people can get into it. I thought that might be somewhere that Bald Sasquatch might come. Because it's a little bit more protected than Hyde Park. I don't know. It's difficult to say, isn't it? It's difficult to say. Weird. So...
I don't know. I don't even think he's going to be in London. If he's been travelling as far as Salisbury, you should say he's even in London or even in England anymore. If he can transform back to being human, and as much as I hate him, we really do need to talk to Comity about what he's done and how he thinks we can undo this. He must have some idea where Bold Sasquatch has got to. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Oh, I'll say it's very ridiculous. Yes, absolutely.
I see. Most intriguing.
And looks like a lot of this time he's been hiding down in the sewers.
My goodness. This is most complicated.
It is.
So what is Comity going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been very vague about what happened. Because I'm torn between, I don't know, I want to help Bold Sasquatch. I mean, to be honest, he was a bit of a bounder.
What is a bounder?
Oh, it means he was a bit of a tyrant, a bit of a... He wasn't very nice when he was his old self. But now I do feel sorry for him. This should never have happened to him, being turned into a beast, for goodness sake.
I can see how that would not be a good situation.
Absolutely. Anyway... Oh, well, I don't think there's much more we can do at the moment.
I think I would agree.
So, how's the singing going?
Oh, I'll keep practicing.
Perhaps we can join in together.
If you like. Just take it from the top.
All right, then.
I'm all in a spin.
Move over, darling.
About to give in.
Move over, darling.
And though it's not right, I'm too weak to find it somehow, 'cause I want you right now.
Well, listeners, that's all we've got time for this episode. It was a bit of a strange episode, but still, at least we found a way to fill up the time. And we also, well, discovered what had happened to Bold Sasquatch. Well, at least we know where he's been hiding for a while. Although he's gone back down into the sewers, so I don't know. I am not going down into the sewers. I've made sure that the hatch in the floor is so locked back up tight. I know he's family and everything, but oh dear. Still. So yes, Bold Sasquatch is about. Well, we knew that already, but I wish we could just get him in one place and see if we could do something for him. I'm surprised that there's been no sign of Comity this episode. Oh well. Anyway, right, well, thank you for listening. I hope we kept you entertained, and we'll see you again soon. And yeah, take care. Goodbye. Goodbye for now. Bye bye. Comity. Hello, Paul. I cannot believe that you have had Bold Sasquatch in your store and you did not manage to retain him there. I cannot believe he's got away again. This, you know, you should have called me immediately. I would have come and I would have tried to have made sure that he was, kept. He was like, you know, but well, I feel that. You need to be more aware of what is going on. We cannot have Bold Sasquatch running around the sewers. He could cause all sorts of problems. But, well, you know, I think you should try and lure him back up again into your store, and then you could trap him there. Anyway, give me a call. I'll do my best to keep looking for him. Oh, sorry, I'm... this is not the way that I was expecting things to go. Anyway, I shall speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Goodbye. This is me, Comity, by the way. Yes.
now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Goodbye.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
The way you sigh has me waving my conscience. Bye-bye. You can call me a fickle thing, but I'm practically yours forever because...
That doesn't go right. That should go back into all I'm in. I mean, I'm all in a spin, shouldn't it?
Yes, I would think so. It doesn't go.
Go on. Sing it your way.
All right. I'm all...
You've done... Well, I only do this... Do it... I know. You sung that bit. Go into this bit.
Oh, yes. I yearn to be kissed. Move over, darling. How can I resist? Move over, darling.
Oh, that's much better. Yes, keep going. Keep going. You're going to find you some love with this wonderful singing of yours, I can tell you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul.